As was mentioned this morning, the Bible reading will be from Luke chapter 8, and be verses 4 through 15. I'll be reading from the New American Standard Version. And when a great multitude were coming together, and those from various cities were journeying to him, he spoke by way of a parable. The sower went out to sow his seed, and he sowed. Some fell by the, and as he sowed, some fell by the road, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air ate it up. Another seed fell on rocky soil, and as soon as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. Another seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it out. Another seed fell in the good soil and grew up and produced a crop 100 times as great. As he said these things, he would call out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples began questioning him as to what this parable might be. And he said, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is in parables, in order that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God, and those beside the road are those who have heard, then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, so that they may not believe and be saved. And those on the rocky soil are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and those have no firm root. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation, they fall away. And the seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked out with worries and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to maturity. And the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart, and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance."
Hearing the word of God is very important. And we'll be looking at some of these verses that Jay read from Luke chapter 8. And we think about the reason we're here this morning is to worship God, to do so in an acceptable manner before Him, that we all may be edified, that we all may be taught, that we may, in our worship, be uplifted so that when we leave to go about our daily lives, that we would keep the Word of God in our heart, that we would apply it to our lives in every area. And it's important that we learn to do that. So my attitude toward the Word of God is very important, and your attitude is very important. So each and every person who lives on this earth, who reaches the age of accountability, who can understand the Word of God, then there's a responsibility that our attitude be acceptable to God concerning His Word. Because we must hear His Word before we can know Him. We must have faith in God before we can please Him. Romans 10:17 talks about the fact that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And then Hebrews 11:6 speaks to the fact that it is impossible to please God without faith. So if we're going to come to God and please Him, it takes faith, and faith comes from hearing the Word. So our attitude toward the Word of God is ultimately important, because without the proper attitude, we will not develop faith. And without proper attitude toward the Word of God and hearing it in the right manner, we will not please God. So what should my attitude be then when it comes to hearing the Word of God? Not only do we have Romans 10, 17, we have Romans 10 verses 13 through 14. If you want to turn there, and we'll read those verses, Romans 10, 13 and 14, that the fact is that hearing the Word of God is absolutely essential for us, so that we can learn what God would have us to do to please Him. Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 13, the Apostle Paul there, in writing to the Christians at Rome, he made the statement there, "For whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But he says in verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Then verse 17, he says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it's essential that we hear the word of God, either in the fact that we read it ourselves or someone teaches it to us. And God's plan is, and Jesus' plan is, that there be those who would go out and teach the word of God to others. Parents teach their children. Neighbor teach neighbor. Brother teach sister. And sister teach sister. Brother and sister in Christ teach one another. Preachers preach to teach others. And so even elders in the church are to be apt to teach, able to teach. So teaching the word is important. And then on receiving in, hearing it in the right attitude, with the right attitude, is ultimately important for me and for you. We go to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24, and we find that the Word of God is important in that when we build our life's foundation based on God and on His Word, that we can have a solid foundation of rock, that is security in the spiritually speaking, having our feet planted on God's Word, letting it be our basis for which we stand, and it will support us even against the storms and temptations of life, that we may stand then and be able to serve God and be faithful to Him. Acts 2 and verse 37, we find that it's essential that we hear the Word of God. When Peter preached that first gospel sermon on the day of Pentecost, and he preached to those Jews there at Jerusalem about Jesus, the Son of God, and he talked about the fact that some of them in that number even had a part in putting Jesus to death. And that when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Noted that when they heard this, what did they hear? They heard what Peter told them about Jesus, the Son of God, and the good news that what He came to this earth to do and what God is going to do for man through His Son, and that they had been guilty of disrespecting God and His Son and been disobedient, so they heard. So hearing the Word of God is very important. But not only is hearing important, but we need to take heed how we hear. That is, we need to take responsibility for how we are hearing the Word of God and take heed for what we hear. So what we hear is important, and how we receive what we hear is also important. So let's look at that just a minute. The Word of God, the Bible, when we read it and study it, when we have other people teaching it to us, we need to take heed what we hear. In Mark chapter 4, verse 24, the emphasis there is that we need to take heed how we hear. So when we're hearing something, when it comes to our soul, when it comes to things religious, we need to take care about what it is that we're hearing. Is it something that comes from man? Is it something that is rumor? Is it something that the populace of the world is teaching? Or is it something that God has said to us through His Word? So what we hear is important, and what we hear needs to come from God. Matthew 15 and verse 19. Matthew 15 and verse 9. There would be those who would come and would teach and would appear to be teachers of truth, but they are wolves in sheep clothing. So we need to be careful then that we don't be caught up in something that we ought not to be listening to when it comes to our soul salvation. It's what we hear is important. So hearing the Word of God is what is important. Galatians 1, 6 through 10, the Apostle Paul, in writing to the churches in Galatia, he talked to those Christians and he says, I'm amazed that you are so soon removed from the gospel of Christ, which is not another gospel, but there are those who would pervert the gospel of Christ. And if any man preach any other gospel than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. So what we hear is important. And so what we need to hear is the Word of God. And then how we hear it is very important. How we hear it. Luke chapter 8 and verse 18, as Jay read earlier, how do we hear? Are we like the seed that landed on the rock? And it had no soil of which to take root, and it withered away? Are we like the one that landed among the thorns? Are we like that recipient wherein the Word of God is choked up? How are we hearing it? Are we like the one who heard the Word of God and it took root, And it grew in that person's heart, and they bear fruit for the Lord. So hearing the Word of God is essential. How we hear is necessary, and what we hear is necessary. So we need to have a desire then to get into the book. This morning, Alan did a good job teaching us from Nehemiah chapter 5 and beginning into chapter 6. I'm sure our children this morning had good classes. They have good teachers, and they're good students. So they heard the Word of God taught in the classes. We heard it taught. And we're hearing it taught now from the Word of God. So it's essential that we understand the importance of hearing the Word of God. If we need to hear it. That's what we need to be hearing, the Word of God. And how we hear it is important. And we need to have that desire to hear that Word of God. So all that is involved in our attitude. What is my attitude? What is your attitude? 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, we're told to desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. So the Word of God is something we need to take interest in. This morning, if you turn to Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, very briefly. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, we see that there's a good example given in the Bible of some people who had a proper attitude toward the Word of God. They had a good attitude toward the Word of God. And these Bereans that are mentioned, the people of Berea in Acts chapter 17 verse 11, tells us that they exemplified the Word of God by being people who heard in the proper way. So their attitude was good when it came to the Word of God. Notice the example here in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. It says these were more noble or more fair-minded, as some versions say, than those in Thessalonica. That is, those in Berea. The people in Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the Word with all readiness and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. So the good example the Bereans set is simply this. They were people, when they heard the Word of God, they were free of prejudice. That they no longer were looking at it from the view that what is it saying to that person, or what can I get on this person by finding out what the Word of God said. They looked at it with an open mind that what the Word says, I want to know. That they were ready to listen. They received the Word with all readiness. That's a good attitude, that when we hear the Word of God taught, whether it be from the Old Testament or the New Testament, whether it be someone preaching to us from the pulpit, or we're sitting in a Bible class, or we're reading it ourselves, that we need to have the readiness of mind that we are willing to listen to what it says, and then to receive what the Word of God says. And then notice in verse 11, the example that was set by those at Berea. Search the Scriptures daily. For what reason? To find out whether these things were so. So we need to approach the Word of God with an open mind, with a readiness to listen, a willingness to receive it, and to look into it and base what we're doing and what we're hearing. Is this the truth? Is what I've heard, is it truth? Does it come from God's Word? So these are important things then that we need to have when it comes to the Word of God in our home Bible study, whether we do it privately or with our wives or our children or our neighbors, or whether we do it here. The Word of God is important. It's essential that we hear it. It's essential that we hear the Word of God, and it's essential how we hear it, and then we need to have that desire to obey it. It's sad that in the religious realm today, and has been down through the history of man, that sometimes people would rather hear things that are not from the Word of God that would tickle their ears. Matter of fact, Paul, in writing to Timothy, he warned that in the latter days there would be people that would come that would be teaching things that were not the doctrine of Christ. And that there be those who would hear, who would want to hear things that would have teachers telling them things they could heed to themselves, teachers having itching ears. They want their ears tickled. They want to hear good things that make them feel good about themselves, not the things that might insist and require that they make changes from the Word of God. So it's important then that we hear this Word of God. So let's look at about 4 or 5 points very briefly this morning about what my attitude should be toward the Word of God. What is your attitude? What is my attitude? Well, let's go back to Nehemiah chapter 8 verses 1 through 3. And we're almost there in our study in Nehemiah on Sunday morning. But we go back to Nehemiah chapter 8 verses 1 through 3. And we see that that after Nehemiah, the people rebuilt the walls and everything that happened, then later on, Ezra the priest and those, the Word of God had been found and it was back in play again. And here's the people when the Word of God was going to be presented to them in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. Notice their attitude. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 1. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square and was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses which the Lord had commanded Israel. Now before we read the rest of this, understand that the book of the law of Moses was the old law that God gave the people, the children of Israel, and then these were the children of God. And their law then was the old law because the New Testament hadn't been written. And so they needed, what they needed to hear was the Word of God, the law of Moses. How they heard it was important. So verse 2 says, so Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. So the Word of God is important that those who are old enough and able to understand, able to hear, it's important how we hear. Look at verse 3. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning till midday before the men and women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. So what we see then is that these people were ready to hear. They were attentive to what? To the Word of God. To the Word of God. Luke chapter 19 and verse 48. It is important that we hear the Word of God. As Jesus was teaching and some of the people were listening, it says, and they hearing, they were attentive to what He was teaching. So, paying attention, hearing what God had to say. Matthew 13, 10 through 17. Basically the same teaching there that was read in Luke chapter 8 this morning by Brother Jay. Concerning the sowing of the seed and the importance of being attentive to it and hearing it. And he points out that Jesus does between the telling of the parable and the explaining of what the parable means concerning the sower and the seed. He points out that it's important how people hear. Go back to Matthew chapter 13 and let's read those few verses. And really, when we think about the parable of the sower and the emphasis here, Matthew chapter 13, beginning in verse 10. And the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not understand, nor do they perceive. Then he goes on, he says in the next few verses then about people who hear and don't understand, they see and don't perceive, the hearts of the people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing. Verse 15, their eyes have closed. It says, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. So it's important then that when the Word of God is before us, that we're attentive to it, that we're ready to hear what it says. But he says in verse 16 then, but blessed are your eyes for they see and your ears for they hear. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 33, after Cornelius, a religious man, a devout man, a good man, had sent for Peter so Peter could come and bring the Word of God to him. Peter was an apostle, he was a preacher, and he preached the first gospel sermon to the Gentiles, to Cornelius and his household. Look at what Cornelius said when Peter entered his house. Cornelius had summoned his family and his friends together. And in verse 33 said, we are all here before God to hear the things that you have to say to us from God. So, attitude toward the Word of God is that we need to be ready to hear. We need to be attentive to what it says. Not only do we need to do that, but secondly, my attitude should be that I'm honest about what the Word of God says. I take it honestly and I'm receptive on it. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 15, turn back over there. That was read earlier. Luke chapter 8 and verse 15. Honesty. being honest and receptive about what the word does. It says, but the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a honest and good heart. Some versions say with a noble and good heart. Honest is important. A heart that's willing to receive, a heart that's attentive, and then one that's honest, an honest heart. A heart that's ready to receive, receptive. He says, with a noble and good heart, an honest and good heart, when they hear the word, they keep it and bear fruit with patience. Acts chapter 2 again, verses 36 through 47. We mentioned this briefly earlier. But in that, when those people heard the word of God, they were what? They were pricked in their heart. And when Peter said, when they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. In verse 41, they gladly received the word. They were honest in asking the question. They were honest in receiving it, receptive. They had a good receptive attitude. And so when they received the word, verse 41, they gladly received the word. They were baptized. So hearing the word is important, being attentive to it, and then being willing to receive what it says with a good attitude. Thirdly, my attitude and your attitude toward the word of God should be that when we read from the Bible or someone's teaching us from the Bible, that when I hear these things that are taught, you need to be willing to take personal responsibility for the things that's being said to you. And I need to be willing to take personal responsibility to the Word of God for what it says to me. Example, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. When David had committed a sin, and the man came to him and he told David a story about comparing some things that had happened. And David said, he was wroth. He said, that should not be that way. That shouldn't happen that way. And the man that was speaking to David, he said, you are the man. David had to take personal responsibility for his sin. And later on, in a few verses down, we see that he did take personal responsibility for his sins. Let's turn back there just briefly and take a look at that, because it's a good point for us to look at when it concerns the Word of God and taking on responsibility. We'll look at 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. We're not going to read all these. But look in verse 7 of 2 Samuel chapter 12. Then Nathan said to David, you are the man. You're the man. He's the man that had committed this sin that had been illustrated to him in verses 1 through 6. Look at verse 13. So David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. David took personal responsibility for the things that was being said to him from the Lord, and he acted on it. I have sinned. If the Bible explains to me that I have sinned, I need to take personal responsibility for my sins and act on it as God would have me to, and ask forgiveness of that sin so He can forgive me of my sins. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8, there whenever the word was being given to Isaiah, there were some things going on, and the word of God was taught, was being spoken. Isaiah was a man that took personal responsibility for hearing the word of God and what it said. I want you to look at Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8. And before we get to that, let's go up to verse 4. Well, actually, verse 3 of Isaiah chapter 6. It says, and one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. Now notice the personal responsibility that was taken here. So I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, saying, having in his hand a live coal which he had taken with the tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged. Also, verse 8, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, this man is personally hearing these things. And look at verse 8, he said, then I said, here I am, send me. So in the area of hearing the Word of God and receiving it and willingly listening to it and being attentive to it and applying it as it should be, we need to take personal responsibility. And if there's wrong found in my life or your life, when we read God's Word, we need to make correction. Be responsible. Obey God as He asks and make those corrections. Acts 8, verses 26 through 38, the Ethiopian eunuch asked some questions, and Philip the evangelist began the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Upon hearing about Jesus and the lamb being led to the slaughter and hearing those things later on in that chapter, we get down toward verses 36, 37, 38, and he said, "See, here is water, what doth hindereth me from being baptized?" Took personal responsibility. From what he heard in the scriptures about God's Son and what He had done and what He was going to do for us and what He's done for us, he took personal responsibility and said, "What does hinder me?" It's not like, what does hinder all these other people? What hinders those people in Jerusalem? Or what hinders those people back in Ethiopia? It was about him. What doth hinder me from being baptized? Why was it personal? Because he needed to be saved. He needed to accept the Savior and do what had been taught. Acts chapter 8, verses 9 through 14, when the gospel was spread into Samaria, there was both preaching and signs and wonders. And people hearing the Word of God and seeing the things that were being performed, they hearing believed and were baptized. And Simon himself, Simon the sorcerer, Acts chapter 8, and Simon himself, hearing and seeing, believed and was what? And was baptized. Well, he was a sorcerer, and then when he saw the power of the apostles and things that was going on, he asked about buying this power or getting this power also. And Peter said, "You have not neither part nor lot in this." What did Simon the sorcerer do then? He was a Christian. His hand has been called. He's getting into something he ought not to be involved in. And Peter said, "You know, what you need to do is repent of this thy wickedness, pray God the Father of thy heart should be forgiven thee." And he took personal responsibility and said, "Will you pray to God for me?" So the Word of God's important. I need to hear it. You need to hear it. We need to receive it honestly. And we need to be willing to accept responsibility. Because after all, we're all going to be held responsible for our own sins. Well, our attitude toward the Word of God should be that we have an attitude of obedience. When we hear it, when we believe it, when we receive it, we become a child of God. We've been baptized into Christ. The Lord's added us to the church. That we would desire the sincere milk of the Word, that we'd grow by it, 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. And that we would be faithful to it. Obey it. Matthew 7, 21 through 27 points out, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven." And he goes on to point out that he that does that is like a man that built his house on the rock. He's a wise man. The rains came, the winds came, the storms came, and his house stood firm. Why? Because he received the Word of God and was obeying the Word of God. And it gave him a foundation to resist the problems of life. James 1, 21 through 25, we're told to receive the engrafted Word. Receive the engrafted Word with meekness. What do they do? It'll save our souls. It's able to save our souls. Just a few thoughts this morning concerning your attitude and my attitude toward the Word of God. So what this should do, this should prompt us to understand that this is the most important book in the world. It's from God. It's real. And we have a very important responsibility to it. And how's our attitude? If my attitude's right with the Word of God, that means that I'm going to be at the Bible study classes. And I'm going to have read the material, I'm going to have read the verses that are in that Bible study class because I want to receive it, and if it applies to me personally, I'm going to obey it. If we really accept the Word of God, we're going to be at the Bible study classes, we're going to be at the services, we're going to be at the assembly, and we're going to be ready to receive the Word of God. An attitude of obedience. Well, in concluding thoughts is that it's important that we receive this Word and obey it, because after all, John 12 and verse 48, Jesus said, "The words that I have spoken to you, the same shall judge you in the last day." And notice what he said in the first part of that verse in John 12 and 48. Jesus said, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words," that's what we're talking about this morning, right? Our attitude toward the Word of God. "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. the words that I have spoken to you will judge him in the last day. It's important. Romans 2:16 says, in the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, of what? According to my gospel. We're going to be judged by this word. We need to hear it, believe it, receive it. Apply it to our lives. Take it personally and obey it. Be faithful to it. What is our attitude toward the Word of God? Well, our attitude should be that we're going to obey it and we're going to serve Him doing what He asks us to do. Matthew 25:31-46, in the picture there that was given of Jesus of the judgment, the whole nations were gathered together before Him and given account of their life. And they were gathered together, and he placed the goats on his left and his sheep on his right. And he said to the goats, depart from me, ye cursed, in everlasting fire, I never knew you. And the sheep, he said, come to me, ye blessed of my Father, enter the joys of the Lord. Those who obeyed were the ones who did what God asked them to do. They helped those in need. They cared about those that were cold. They cared about those that had problems. They did the things that God asked them to do. So then, Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. The importance of the Word of God. The importance of the Word of God. What is our attitude toward it? It's evident what the attitude of many people in the world and many people religiously is when it comes to the Word of God. There's one county in North Alabama that's having athletic playoffs. The weather postponed them, and so they set theirs up for a Monday evening. There's another county that are having athletic playoff, and the weather postponed it, so they set it up for when? A Wednesday evening. You don't think the Word of God is not disregarded by men and people and places and things? It's getting shoved on the word, on the road. And it's becoming less and less important to people every day. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to stand judged by this book one day, and you are too. I need to take heed how I hear. If you're here this morning and you hear what God's saying to you, you need to respond in any way. Maybe you need to be baptized into Christ, or perhaps you have a need for prayer. If that be your desire, we'd be glad to pray with you at this time. Will you come while we stand? While we stand.